This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Gap, which is also Old Navy and Banana Republic, seems to be betting on a downturn. The company is telling 1,800 people their services are no longer required, Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The retail business is tough, always has been, and the pandemic didn't do the industry any favors, says former retail CEO Mark Cohen, who's now at Columbia Business School. He says Gap, once an iconic purveyor of blue jeans, has been on its back foot for years.
This is a business that just doesn't have any leadership, and it doesn't have a go-forward strategy that it can rely upon.
Gap's interim CEO said in a statement that these job cuts are part of a strategy to simplify its operations. The company has been navigating a slowing economy and consumers spooked by inflation. But Sonia Lipinski of Alex Partners warns that mass retailers can't cut their way to better performance.
You've got to have a pragmatic and a thoughtful approach to how you're going to reorient, to regrow, rather than just cutting across the board as revenues fall off a cliff.
Gap Inc. estimates the cuts will save $300 million annually. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.